Surface Detail by Ian M. Banks.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. This one might be trouble. She heard one of them say this, only 10 or so meters away in the darkness. Even over her fear, the sheer naked terror of being hunted, she felt a shiver of excitement, of something like triumph, when she realized they were talking about her. Yes, she thought, she would be trouble. She already was trouble. And they were worried too. The hunters experienced their own fears during the chase. Well, at least one of them did. The man who'd spoken was Yaskin, Vepa's principal bodyguard and chief of security. Yaskin. Of course. Who else?
You think so, do you?
Said a second man. That was Vepa's himself. It felt as though something curdled inside her when she heard his deep, perfectly modulated voice, right now attenuated to something just above a whisper.
But then they're all trouble.
He sounded out of breath.
Can't you see anything with those?
He must be talking about Yaskin's enhancing oculenses, a fabulously expensive piece of hardware like heavy-duty sunglasses. They turned night to day, made heat visible, and could see radio waves, allegedly. Yaskin tended to wear them all the time, which he had always thought was just showing off or betrayed some deep insecurity. Wonderful though they might be, they had yet to deliver her into Vepa's exquisitely manicured hands. She was standing.